Okay, today's shiur is Vachim Daf Lamites. We continue in the fourth parak, parak Beis Shammai. We will start from Amar Rav Papa, which is on Lamed Chesem Aveis. I don't know where got up to yesterday, but Amar Rav Papa, about 10 lines up on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara here had been talking, if you remember from yesterday, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that we know that the Chatas requires four matanas, four zrikas on the chronos of the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yochanan says, the first one is Ma'akev, like the Shita of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says two of them are Ma'akev, like we learned in the first mission of the Perek, one of them is Ma'akev by Chatas. So what's the status of the last three, the second, third, and fourth, Matana of Echatas? So Rabbi Yochanan said, you still can't do it at night, even though blood, even though they're not Ma'akev, and they're not what Rashi calls Zrika Gemura, it's an important lashon. The last three skinny lines of Rashi are very important. V'yavol v'she'enem ma'akvin v'lav Zrika Gemura hi, even though it's not Ma'akev, it's not a full Zrika, miyu dam nifsal b'shkia sachama, but still the dam becomes pasal by shkia. And that's why that we quoted from Rav Soloveitchik in the past, that mincha for sure has to be davened, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, he felt that mincha should be davened by shkia, because it's parallel to the Tam Shalbein Arbayim, which is nifsal b'shkia sachama, the first shkia. So Rabbi Yochanan says that it can't come at night, but it can come la'achar misa, because it's not a full Zrika, v'chu. Rav Papa said that regarding certain halachos, they are kitchilaso, and regarding other halachos, they are kisofo. Meaning, regarding certain halachos, these three zrikas, number two, three, and four, is like the first zrika, meaning it's ma'akev, it's very important, it's like a zrika gemura. And some of them, they're kisofo. What's sofo? Sofo here means shvicha shirayim. It's like the leftover blood that's spilled on the yisod of the mizbeach, which is not ma'akev. It is fascinating that the Gemara calls shvicha here sofo, like sof zrika. The shvicha is sof zrika, even though it's not ma'akev. So we'll talk about that as it comes up. Here's one of the dafim, one of the amudim, which talks about shvicha shirayim, is what we're going to do today. But at least in categorization, the Gemara here calls it sofo. So, Rav Papa said, he listed off a whole number of halachos, how number 2, 3, and 4, these rikas, some of them are like tchila, and some of them, they are like sof. One of the halachas that he quoted was kibus. Kibus, it was like tchila. What is kibus? So that is the halacha learned out from Sukkim in the Torah. If the blood of a karban chata sprinkles on a beged, sprinkles on something, so you have to be mechabes, specially wash that beged and scrub it in the Beis HaMikdash, right? This is the entire, all these halachas are discussed in the 11th parak of Zvachim. Parak Dam Chatas, the first Mishnah says there, Daf Sadik Beis, the whole parak is about this discussion of kibbutz, those five lot. Says the Gemara in the 11th parak, says the Mishnah, Dam Chatas Shenidas Ala Beged, Harizeto on kibbutz. That's the halacha, blood of a chatas that sprinkles on a beged. It requires kibus, right? The pasuk says, "Asher yazem midama." Af al pi she'ein hakazem medaber ela b'ne echalos. Even though the pasuk is talking about karbanos that are the chatos that are ne'echal, shenemar b'makom kadosh te'echal, echad ne'echalos ve'echad pnimios tunos kibus. All karbanos chatos, even the chatos pnimios, which Bezrat Hashem will talk about more today, shenemar Torah sachatos, Torah achas l'kol achatos. That's what the Mishnah says, that dam chatas that sprinkles on a beged requires kibus, as long as it has the status of dam chatos. The Gemara Mishnah there continues and said, if it's chatos psula, then ain't dam aton kibus, if it's a pasul chatos. But that is all the details that Beis Hashem we will get to. By the way, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention again, today's shiur is again sponsored in loving memory of Yosef Rafal Ben Isar by Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg. We thank them for the sponsorship for this week through tomorrow. They have been sponsoring. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we get to Rav Papa. So Amar Rav Papa, Mina Aminullah. How do I know this halacha? Which halacha? The halacha, the list on the, in Rav Papa's list, kibus was on the list. How do I know that Zrikas 2, 3, and 4 have the status of the first one regarding the halacha of kibus? Right? Rashi quotes this, I'll show you where it is in the Rashi. Kibus about the eighth wide line, the kibus, imnitas midam achatas ala beged, la'achar shnatan ramatana achas ta'an kibus. Even once you did the first zrika, it's about the tenth wide line of Rashi, once you did the zrika of the first matana, the other ones, if the other ones spill on a beged, you still need kibus from the blood that would have been used for zrika 2, 3, and 4, kidachsiv asha yazem midama, kilu nitas kodum achain, as if you hadn't done any of the zrikas yet. I mean, there's still status to these zrikos important status, significant status, even though you already did one. Avalam nathan kol matanoseha, Rashi continues, but if you had done all the matanos, v'yakar b'idh b'nei shirayim, let's say you did all four matanos of achatos, and then from the leftover blood it spilled, ein ta'un kibus. So then that does not need kibus, k'damrina b'shmaitzin, as it says, asher yazeh prat luseh shekfar huza. If it's already finished, if it's already the mitzvah has already been done, so then we say that there is no more kedusha, so to speak, to the beged, thank you, and then to the dam, and therefore it does not require kibbutz. This halacha, just to read you one line, we're not doing the sugya now, but we are a little bit, but that's an 11th perek topic. The Dvir HaKodesh, one of the achronim on the Zvachim, says there in the 11th perek, V'nir lahazbir b'zeh behektim, the din kibbutz eino din bebeged, elohumi dine hadam. Kibus dam chatas, which only applies to dam chatas, is a din in the dam. The dam, wherever it is, if it is absorbed or goes stains any other baguette, if it spills on any other baguette, din in the dam. You got to get rid of that before this goes out of the azara. The din dam chatas shenita zala baguette who tzarach lahotzi meha baguette aide kibus. The din zechal beetzem achefse shel adam. And that's why maybe afterwards, if it spills, even though it's dam chatos, but once you had nasis mitzvaso, so then the kedusha wouldn't apply. So dinner the dam, special quality of the dam chatos. So says Amar Papa. With all that background, now we get into Laman Chesam Abeis, Amar Papa Mina Aminola. How do I know this? How do I know that the blood that is you're waiting to do the Zrikas 2, 3, and 4, that dam still has kedusha, even though Zrika 2, 3, and 4 is not ma'akev? But that blood still has kedusha, and therefore, if it spills on a shirt, if it spills on one of the big day kahuna, you got to do the special avodah of scrubbing it off. Kibus dam chatas. But let's say if you did all four already, that it doesn't have its kedusha anymore in the same way, and therefore, one does not have the halacha of kibus. So, how do I know that? So we quote from the Mishnah later on. Mina amidala, ditznan, the Mishnah says there. Nitas min hatsavar al habeged, eino ta'un kibus. If the blood squirts out from the neck of the animal onto a beged, that does not need kibus, because it has to be ru'uya lahaza'a. Right, from the neck of the animal, it wasn't niskadish bekli yet, so it's not ra'u yet. So if it goes straight from the neck of the animal, it does not require kibus. Min ha-keren u min ha-yesod, eino ta'un kibus. That's the line we're going to focus on. But if it spills from the keren and from the yesod, it does not require kibus. What does the keren mean? It means after you sprinkled. Let's say after you sprinkled onto the Mizbeach, somehow a Kohen was next to the Mizbeach, and some of the blood that was already splattered on the Mizbeach goes onto one of his begadim from the Keren, or from the Yesod. What's the Yesod? That's where you did Shvicha Shiraim, where you poured the leftover blood. So whether it's from the Keren that you did the mitzvah of Zrika, or whether it's from the Yesod where you did Shvicha Shiraim, if it comes from either of those places onto the Beged, it does not require kibus. It's too late. It was ready to ask mitzvaso, and it's finished. But we are medayik ha-min ha-ra'ui le-keren ton kibus. Whatever came spilled off from the keren, that does not require kibus. But if it is ra'ui le-keren, so then it does require kibus. So that's a raya. Because these zrikas, zrika number 2, 3, and 4, by the chatas, it is ra'ui le-keren. It's going to be nizrak onto the horns, onto the kronos, and therefore, it would require kibus. So the Gemara says, one second. If you make that diuk, what does the Mishnah say? If the Mishnah said, if it comes from the keren, it does not require kibus. If it's from royal keren, it requires. So why are we medayik from the next line also? According to your svara, your type of diuk, min hayesod eino ta'an kibus. From the yesod, if you already did shvicha shirayim, then if it comes from there, it does not require kibus. Ha min haroi li yesod ta'an kibus. But if it's royally yesod, if it's ready to be put on the yesod, meaning shvicha shirayim, that would require kibus. Asher yazeksiv prat lezeshek farhuza? Question mark. You see, your diak is wrong, says the Gemara. You're trying to be medayik from that Mishnah, like Rav Papa says, like Rav Papa explains Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Papa explains the makar for Rabbi Yochanan that if you have zrikas 2, 3, and 4, which are right to go onto the kronos, it still has kedusha, and if it still spills on a beged, it's going to require kibus. Why? Because we're medayik minha kronos velo minha royal kronos. So make the same diak in the next line, minha yesod velo minha royal yesod, and whatever is royal yesod would require kibus. What? blood, if you finished all the zrikas and you only have shricha shirayim left, and that blood spills out of the kli, so that's going to require kibbutz? No! So therefore you see that your diuk is wrong. Says the Gemara, no! Hamani, who really is the author? This is the Gemara talking. Rashi says now, four lines from the bottom. Hamilsa hashas ka'amarla. The Gemara is talking now, just finishing up the question, saying you can't prove from this line, because you obviously see your diuk is wrong. Because of the diuk that we made, what must we say about this Mishnah? Hamani Reb Nechemya. It must be that this Mishnah is talking about Reb Nechemya Shita, and therefore it has nothing to do with our discussion of Ra'oi. Of Roy for the three. What does Reb Nechemya say? Hamani Reb Nechemya, Ditnan, Reb Nechemya Omer, Shiyari Hadam, Shehekrivan Bachutz, Chayiv. Shiyari Hadam, the blood that if you have leftover blood, Shiyari Hadam, even Shvicha Shirayim blood, that you're Makrib Bachutz, you do Zvika Bachutz, you're Chayiv. Reb Nechemya says that the Dam, Shvicha Shirayim is a significant avoda. It's not Ma'akev. Even Reb Nechemya is going to say it's not Ma'akev, but it's a significant avoda. How significant? In what way? So he at least says that if you do a Zrika, we know at the end of Masechta Zochim, we talk all about the Isurim of doing avodos michutz lebeis hamikdash, the Isur daraisa of Shchutei Chutz. So the Isurim are if I shecht an animal outside, if I'm makriv an animal outside, makriv I burn it, or if I'm zorik, if I do zrikas adam outside. So says Reb Nechemya, even if I have blood, that all that's left to do is shvicha shirayim. If I do zrika, if I'm shofech that outside, I'm chayiv. Issa daraisa. So you see, Reb Nechemya holds that blood has significance. So he's the man to amar of our sheet of our mishnah that we are medayek that min ha yisod is. Does not require kibbutz, but min haroi liyisod does require kibbutz. So if you're ready to do shvicha shirayim, just like Reb Nechemya says, that if you're makra, if you're shofech, that blood outside, you're chayiv, because it's significant blood, and shvicha shirayim is a significant avoda, so too, we're assuming, until the next line of the Gemara, so too we're assuming Reb Nechemya would also say that that blood has kedusha, that if it spills onto a beged, you're going to have to do kibbutz, you're going to have to rosh and scrub that beged. So the Gemara says, no raya. No raya from this Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Nechemya. Good. So says the Gemara, maybe not so fast. Eimer the Shamas Leil Rabbi Nechemya. Wait, how do you know? Maybe, what does Rabbi Nechemya say? That there is significance to Shvicha Shirayim Le'inyin Hala. That's regarding doing, being Mala'it. By doing, let's say, Zrika. Doing Zrika outside. Doing Hakrava outside. Shvicha Shirayim is a significant avoda regarding the Isra of Avoda Bachutz. Midi dahavi a'ivar mubdarim. Just like if I do Haktaras Emurim, which is not a Ma'akiv avoda, but if I do that outside, it's going to be Chayiv. But Leini Kibbutz Mishamislai? Do we really know for sure that Reb Nechemya would say his Shita with this Halachic Nafkamina as well? Again, he holds that Shvicha Shirayim is a significant avoda. Regarding what? So we know for sure, he says, regarding if you do this avoda outside, you're going to be chayiv. Right? If it's a meaningless avoda, then you're not going to be chayiv if you do it outside. But only if it's a roi, if it's a significant avoda. So if I do it outside, I'm going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara, does he say that also, if you have dam, that's roi to do Shvicha Shirayim, that dam also has kedusha, that if it spills on the beged, it's going to create a chayiv of kibbutz? Does he? The Gemara says, yes. Yes, he does say that, and therefore he could be the author of this Mishnah, and again, it's Rav Papa cannot bring this Mishnah as a raya to his Shita. So where do we see that? Where do we see he holds the halacha by kibbutz as well? Vahatanya, because the Braisa says, Rashi points out this Vahatanya is not a question, it's a statement, Bini Chusa, Vahatanya. Damim hatu'unin yisod, the Braisa says that blood that needs the yisod. Right, blood that's going to be poured into the yisod, which sounds like shvicha shirayim, teunin kibbutz, that requires kibbutz. Machshava mo'elas bahen, and if I have an improper machshava during the shvicha shirayim, that's what the pashtus is. Right, if I think during the shvicha shirayim that I'm going to be maktir the evarim michutz lizmano. Right, I think a pigo thought then. So machshava helps in that, or I'm going to eat the basar in the wrong time. So machshava moelas v'hamalin behen bachutz chayiv. And if you do that bachutz, then you are chayiv. That's blood that's roy for the yisod. But if you have damim hanishpachin la'ama, what if you have blood that's not ready for the yisod? The yisod, what's put on the yisod, the base of the mizbeach into those two cups, or one of the cups at least on the southwest side of the mizbeach, that was blood that was left over in the cup. That's what's put onto the yisod. But let's say if I have blood that is left over in the animal in the neck, animal's neck, or if I have blood that became pasul, what do I do with that? I don't put that in the yisod. There's gutters that went through the azara that went straight down into Nachal Kidron. So that's where I put pasul blood. I don't put it on the mizbeach. I put it in the what's called the ama. The ama is used in Vishtais for an aqueduct. Right, that goes through a town, goes through a backyard. So the ama, so davar nishpach la ama, blood that is ra'oi to be spilled just into the ama, it's possible blood, it's less than the neck, ain tu'unin kibus, that does not require kibus, that blood, if it spills onto something, the ain machshava mo'elos bahen, and machshava would not have an effect by them, v'hamar le'melech l'spater, right, and if you're makriv that blood, if you're a shofech or zorik that blood, bachlus, you're going to be pater because that is not totally significant. Pouring the blood, pasul blood, or leftover blood into the ama, that is for sure not significant. That's the brisa. So says the Gemara, man shamislay de amar malem nebuchus chayiv. Who is the author of this brisa? So one of the parts of the brisa is the first half, the resha, which talks about damim teunin yisod, blood that is roi for the yisod, which pashtus means leftover blood after you did the proper zrikos, and we're talking about here the blood of a karban. So who is this? Who holds that the shvicha shirayim blood is chayiv outside? Reb Nechemyi. So it must be Reb Nechemyi's opinion because the rabbanim do not hold that. They hold shvicha shirayim blood. You're not chayiv b'chutz. And what do you see? The brisa also says the ka'amar ton kibus, and it says you also need kibus. That's why we are talking about chatos blood. So we see this proves that Reb Nechemyi is of the opinion that not only if you take shvicha shirayim blood and you spill it, if you're zorek it b'chutz, you're chayiv. Also, if it spills on a beged inside, it's ton kibus. So he is that shita. So therefore, he is also the author of the mishnah later on daf tzad. Gimel, which Rav Papa tried to quote as the basis of our statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and we say it's not a good raya because that's just from the Chaim Yeshita. You can't bring me a raya from a shita that we don't paskin like. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Umachshava Moelos Bahen. Is that really true that Machshava would be effective in this case? Vahatanya, but doesn't the Brisa say that Machshava never works during Shvicha Shirayim? A machshava, if you have a machshava during about shvicha shirayim, maybe, but during shvicha shirayim, v'atanya yatsu shirayim v'haktaras emurin. If you have a thought during shirayim or burning of the fats, she'ein ma'akon esakapara she'ein machshava ma'alos b'hen. One second, there's a limud that during shvicha shirayim or haktaras emurin, both avodos which are not ma'akev. If you have a machshava during that time, we'll see if this is an ironclad rule in a second. Machshava doesn't work. And therefore, that's not what the brisa is talking about. We're misinformed what this brisa on the top is referring to. Kitanya hahi, you know what the brisa is about? It's not about shvicha shirayim. Because even according to Reb Nechemya, the Gemara is assuming, machshava would not be moel when it comes to shvicha shirayim. So what are we talking about in this brisa? The brisa, these top five lines of our amud, b'sholosh matana shebechatas. We're talking about zrika 2, 3, and 4. Of a carbon chatas, which are not ma'akev. If you have blood from there before you do the zrikos, and that blood spills onto a bag and it requires kibus, and if you think something during that avoda, so that even though it's not ma'akev, but if you do that, that's called a zrika, that's going to require kibus and ma'ala b'chutz chayiv. Says the guy, one second. Ihachi tunin yesod, lekaranazli. You might be bothered. So what do you mean the language of blood that needs the yesod? What do you mean blood that needs the yesod? It's going to be go onto the karen. Needs the yisod sounds like you already finished the zrikas. So lekerenazli, the language of the brisa is very misleading. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ema nit anin yisod. No, it means that carrying within that blood is going to be blood that eventually will go onto the yisod. Meaning there is shvicha shirayim blood in that blood, but really what the brisa is referring to is the zrikas 2, 3, and 4 that the chatas has. So, what did we just do so far? Just keep in mind a couple more lines when we finish with this section. So, we just said that brisa on top is not the shita of Reb Nechemya, because the brisa on top is not about shvicha shirayim. Right? It's about chatas rikas 2, 3, and 4. The whole Reb Nechemya is all about shvicha shirayim is a significant avoda, and it's going to have special halachas. But the Gemara just said, no, it can't be about shvicha shirayim, because the brisa says that machshava is significant. Even Reb Nechemya holds that machshava is not significant during shvicha shirayim. So what must that brisa be about? Something else. So it's about Zrika 2, 3, and 4 of Achatas. And I doesn't sound that way. Okay, we worked it out. We worked out the Lashon. So says the Gemara, Umach Shava, just finishing up. And then we'll come back because we're in the middle of our train of thought here. Umach Shava Mo'elas Bohen. What do you mean, Machshava? So now we're talking about Zrikas 2, 3, and 4. If you do Zrika number 2, 3, and 4, it's Moel after you did the first one. But V'ha'amrit, that's what we started off with today. Or the last thing that you learned yesterday from Rav Yochanan. What did Rav Yochanan say? These Zrikas 2, 3, and 4, they're like the first Zrika in some ways. They're like Shvicha Shiraim in other ways. One of the ways that they were, what did we say that they were like Shvicha Shiraim with? One of the ways, Ha'amrit, we said, Lo Sharya, these Zrikas do not create Matir at all. Meaning, once the first Zrika is done, the first Zrika is Matir, the Achila, the Basar, the Lo Mifagla. And during Zrikas 2, 3, and 4 of the Chatas, you cannot create Pigol, the Lo Aila Legave. And bringing blood of Achatas, 2, 3, and 4, bringing it inside the Heichal, which is an Isser Daraisa we spoke about, and it passels the Dam Chatas, that it does not passel blood 2, 3, and 4 if you've already done Zrika number 1. Kisofon, like Shvicha Shirayim. Question mark. So we just said, what's the Braisa talking about? Let's go through the steps again. We just had three steps. What do we say? The first step on this Amud was, we have a Braisa, which we try to say is the Shita of Reb Nechemiah. Reb Nechemiah who says that Shvicha Shirayim is a significant avoda regarding if you do Shvicha Bachutz, you're going to be Chayiv. And we try to say that this is his authorship, the Braisa, and therefore the Braisa also says, if this blood spills on a beged, you have to be machabesit. You have to do kibos on a beged. So isn't that Reb Nechemiah Shita? And that would prove to me that Reb Nechemiah says Shvicha Shirayim blood requires kibos. The Gemara says, no, that can't be, because the Braisa also says Machshava is Moel. Machshava is not Moel when it comes to Shvicha Shirayim. So therefore, it must be talking about Zrika 2, 3, and 4 of Achatas. Not after you finish everything. It's blood before you do Zrika 2, 3, and 4. And for that blood, if you think during that those Zrikas, Machshav is good. So we said, now we're asking, no, it's not. Machshav is not good during 2, 3, and 4. The same problem that you have with Shvicha Shirayim, you have with Zrika 2, 3, and 4. Machshav is also not Moel there. So Ella, what's the Braisa talking about? The Braisa on top, which says, Damim that needs the Yisod has the Yisri Alachis, and Damim that does not need the Yisod has the Yisri Alachis. So what, we try to say Shvicha Shirayim, it didn't work. Why we try to say Shvicha Shirayim? Because we wanted to bring a raya that this was Reb Nechemiah Shita, which would knock out Rav Papa's proof. That was the whole discussion at the beginning. So we wanted to say Shvicha Shirayim, it didn't work. We wanted to say it's blood that is roi to do Zrika 2, 3, and 4 for Achatas. That also didn't work. So, third and final try. El Kitanya Hahi Bidamim Apnimiyim. You know what that Braisa on top is talking about? We're talking about blood that's left over. Shirayim. Shirayim of Adam Chatas. It has to be a Chatas because we're talking about Kibbutz. So it's talking about a Chatas that is brought inside, Lifnim, which we're going to list all of them off at the Shem Anamid base. So the blood, that blood, there. So there we say, by a Chatas Pnimi, that the blood that's left over for Shvicha Shirayim, that is significant blood. Rashi says, El Kitan Yahi, see the Rashi by the 10th skinny line, Badam Pnimiim, Ula Olam Bishirayim. And we're talking about leftover Dam from a Chatas Pnimi, Ukimanda Amar Lakaman, Shirayim HaPnimiim Ma'akvi. Shvicha Shirayim from a Chatas Pnimi is Ma'akev. And therefore, it is chashev to think about during. Therefore, it's chashev if it spills on another beged, it's going to create a chiyuv of kibbutz. And if you do it outside, it's going to be significant. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says we're talking about the damim. We're talking about the damim premium. The Chazon Ish points out even if you say shvicha shirayim by the damim premium is ma'akiv, it's not going to be ma'akiv the kapara. I mean, the kapara was gotten by the zrikas inside the 4, the 7, which we'll talk about. But it's ma'akiv the avoda. It's not ma'akiv, the kapara. Okay, that's just in brackets. Let's continue, because we still have our train of thought, and we'll get back to something from up above. Aval, so what did we just say? The braisa on top is not about Shvicha Shirayim. It's not about blood that's roi for Shvicha Shirayim. It's not about blood that's roi for Zrika number 2, 3, and 4 by Karban Chatos. So what is it? What is the dam? It's the blood that's left over from the Chatos Pnimi. So now the Gemara says, Aval bedam machitzonim mai, but if it was blood left over, if it was Shvicha Shirayim blood left over for a Chatas Chitzoni, putter. You'd be putter if you did that outside. You'd be putter, and you wouldn't have to do kibbutz if it went on a beged. All the nafkaminas. So the Gemara says, if that's true, so adetani, davim hanishpachin la'ama, so why in the brisa on top? Is the brisa mechalik? Does the brisa distinguish between blood that requires yisod and blood that requires ama? Why, as the Gemara many times asks, why do you bring in a new factor if you can make a distinction within our case? The Gemara says, "Lifla v'sibidida." Why aren't you mechalik within blood that needs yisod? It could have said, "Bamedvar mamurim b'damim apnimiyim." When do we say that all these halachas apply only by dam of achatas pnimi? That's where the shvicha shirayim blood has significance. Ha'avo b'damim chachisonim pater. But you could have been mechalik. These three things apply to Adam Panimi, and these three things apply to Adam Chitzoni. Why didn't it say that? So the Gemara answers, two more lines and we're finished. Hamani Reb Nechemyahi. Really, it's Reb Nechemyahi, because the Braisa is going according to Reb Nechemyahi's opinion. Da Omar Shiyari Hadam Shekriven Bachutz Chayef. Reb Nechemyahi says, Beferish. We don't know about the Kibbutz line, but at least if you are do spill the blood of even a Chitzoni animal, Reb Nechemyahi holds that you're chayiv. So the Braisa couldn't have said a glatt, beautiful, smooth chilek. These three halachas apply to the Dam Panimi, and these three halachas apply to the Dam Chitzoni. Because at least one of those Dam Chitzoni halachas do not apply. Because it's Reb Nechemyahi, it could be Reb Nechemyahi Shita who says that if you spill the blood of the first Shvicha Shraim, even of a Dam Chitzoni, it's going to be chayiv. Therefore, it couldn't be a nice, smooth Braisa. These three halachas apply over here, and the opposite applies. That's why the Braisa chose to speak about Dam Pnimi versus Dam Pnimi that's right to be put onto the Yesod versus Dam Pnimi that's right to be put onto the Ama, meaning Pasul Dam Pnimi or from the neck of the animal. So, Lamaskana, what are we up to now? Put a semicolon in the Gemara. This Braisa, just got to do it a few times in order to get it clear, but once you do it, so then it's clear. We started off with a shita that Rav Papa is trying to prove the following halacha, that if you have blood, that you're about to do the chatas zrikas, chatas 2, 3, and 4. You're about to do those zrikas. Those zrikas are not ma'akev. Like Rashi said on yesterday's daf, it's not a zrika gemura, it's not ma'akev. If that blood spills on a beged, you still have the chiv of kibus. Still have the chiv of kibus. Where do you know that from? So Rav Papa tried to prove it from this Braisa on top. I'm sorry, first I skipped a step. Rav Papa tried to prove it from the Mishnah. And then we disproved that it can't be from the Mishnah because that Mishnah is Reb Nechemyah Shita. Because Reb Nechemyah holds that Shvicha Shirayim blood requires kibbutz. Where do you know that from? From this Braisa. That was what we tried to bring in this Braisa for. Then we said, no, it can't be Shvicha Shirayim blood, it's got to be blood for Chatas 2, 3, and 4. Then we said, that can't be, so it's got to be Chatas Panimi blood. And that's what we ended off. It's talking about Chatas Panimi blood, so there's no raya that Reb Nechemyah holds that Shvicha Shirayim blood creates a Chiv of Kiblis, and therefore there's no raya that there's no disproof that this Mishnah is Reb Nechemyah's opinion. Okay, so that is the end of that discussion. Let's go back for a minute just to talk about one point that came up in the middle of the discussion. The Gemara seemed to say, if you remember, on the sixth line or so, that anything that is na ma'akev kapara, machshava will not be moel. Right, that was the line. Davar yatsu shiayim akdarasi murin shein machman es hakapara shein machshava moel es behen. If it's not ma'akev the kapara, if it's not a significant avoda, then any machshava will not be problematic. So that is not a full-fledged true thought. Right, there are a couple of examples that you don't have that. L'chadchila, you're supposed to be makabel the whole dam. So the Achronim point out, there are a couple of exceptions to this rule. L'chadchila, I'm supposed to be makabel all the dam. But I don't have to. L'chadchila, I'm supposed to be makabel the whole dam. What if I have a pigal thought during Kabbalah's Hadam, after I already have enough blood in the Mizrach? That also could create pigal, even though that's not ma'akev the kapara. The rest of that Kabbalah, but I still can have a machshava that is significant. Or the Achiezer, one of the great Achronim, Chaim Ozer Mivilna discusses. He has this suffix. What if I shecht an animal, and I know for shechting the animal I have to do rove simanim, rove of the two simanim of the animal. What if I have a pigal thought in what's called mir basra? It's a big discussion in the Achronim. Mir basra, the last little bit of the shechting that you don't even need to shecht. You're already kosher shechting. So Achiezer suggests there's going to be, you can think of a pig offer what, even there. Even there, the question is, but that's not ma'akiv the kapara. So isn't that, the Gemara here has a line. Whatever is not ma'akiv the kapara, you cannot have a machshava during that avoda is not going to be significant. So if you're doing Kabbalah Sadan, even though you don't need this blood anymore, you have enough in your cup, if you think pigle during this extra Kabbalah, it could create pigle. That's a violation of this rule. Or the Achiezer, if you have a pigle thought during the last bit of the Shechita, it's a pigle thought that has significance. So isn't this a violation? There are others, but isn't this a violation? So the Achronim explained beautifully, no. When do we say that if you have an avoda that's not ma'akev, so then not makiv the kapara, your machshava wouldn't be a problem. If the entire avoda is not ma'akev, if you have an avoda like haktaras emurin, burning the fats overnight, so that's not ma'akev at all. So you can't create pigle during that. Or shvicha shirayim, the entire avoda of shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev. What are the two examples we gave? It was during Kabbalah Sadam, but you did Kabbalah a little extra. So once you do it extra, so still that avoda is ma'akev the kapara. Kabbalah is ma'akev, so what that you did a little extra Kabbalah. But still, that avodah is ma'akev the kapara. So therefore, even though the detail within is not ma'akev, it still has the status of Kabbalah, and you can think pigle during it. Or the other example we gave, shechita b'miyad basra. Shechita is obviously an avodah ma'akev the kapara. Ah, you're doing a little extra shechita, but that's still called shechita. So called shechita, we discussed many times, we don't have time right now, that sometimes if there's a way to do a mitzvah in a minimal way, but if I do it in a maximal way, it still has the status of the mitzvah d'araisa, right? For just one example, and then we'll continue, right? Kriya Shema. What's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema d'araisa? The mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Whatever they, you give the, whatever answer, you're right. Four shittas in the Rishonim. First pasuk, first parsha, second parsha, third parsha. The Ramban says just the first pasuk, Shema, and maybe Baruch Shem. That's the only, that's the mitzvah d'araisa of Kriya Shema. The Rashi on that base of bracha says even the first, even the first paragraph. Tosfos there says even the first two paragraphs. The Rambam says all three paragraphs. Right? Four shittas. According to the Ramban, there's a problem because there's a Gemara that talks about you're not allowed to be, are you allowed to be mafsik during Kriya Shema? Brachas Naf Yudal, beginning the second paragraph. Talk about hefstekim during Kriya Shema. So everybody says, how does that Gemara get off the ground according to the Ramban? Of course you're not allowed to be mafsik during Kriya Shema. It's only the first pasuk. Of course you can't be mafsik. So the answer the Achronim give, the Netziv and others, is that no, even according to the Ramban, the minimal way to do Kriya Shema is the first pasuk. But once I do Kriya Shema in a maximal way, even the first parsha, that has the status of Kriya Shema. I could do it in a maximal way. So to here, if I choose to do Kabbalah or Shechita in a maximal way, that's part of the Kabbalah and the Shechita, and therefore it will be, I will be able to have a machshava thought during that extra time.
This concept that you can, yeah. Because the last part of the Shechita, the last, having people during
the last part, yeah.
I thought we had said earlier that if you have a pickle thought in during a part of a matir process.
Oh, that's the issue of mefaglin b'chatzi matirs. Right, so this whole discussion, let's say, would assume that yesh mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Right, you have to say that. Good hara. That you have to say there is pigle that is possible even only by a chatzi matir.
So that is a machlokas.
Yes, it is a machlokas. It is a machlokas. Okay, so let's get back to what we're talking about. So far, that was all try number one. Remember the context. Rav Papa brought the raya from the Mishnah Daf Sadeh Gimel. That was on Amud Beis before. He brought the raya, and the problem started that we knocked out the diuk because the Mishnah there said that what does not require kibbutz? Blood that comes off the keren or comes off the yesod. So we're medayik, what's royal a keren and what's royal yesod? That's how we got into the all shvicha shirayim discussion. So now Ravina says no. Ravina says maybe we don't have to have a parallel diuk. What does it say? It says there, any blood that falls comes from the keren, from the horn, meaning if it already was nizrach on the mizbeach, so blood from there does not require kibbutz. So it says Ravina Amar, mina keren mamish. From the Karen Mamish, meaning only blood from the Karen Mamish, that does not require kibbutz. But Roy Le Karen does require, meaning that's the Zrikas, that's the Raya. But whatever's Roy to do Zrika 2, 3, and 4 would require kibbutz. Min ha Yesod, min ha Roy Le Yesod. But when the Mishnah says min ha Yesod, it includes min ha Roy Le Yesod, not Diuk. Only min ha-yisod and not min ha-royal yisod. It could include min ha-royal yisod, whatever is right for the yisod, also does not require kibbutz. meaning shvicha shirayim. So it's an in parallel. It's not parallel. Meaning when the Mishnah says min hakeren, it means only blood that was already spilled on the keren does not require kibbutz. But if it's royal keren, it does require kibbutz. But when it says min hayisod, it includes min hayisod. If it's already shvicha shirayim was done, it doesn't require kibbutz. And also, what's royal yisod also does not require kibbutz. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Amar Rav Tachlifa bar Gazal Ravina, ema idivi idi royhu. What do you mean? Maybe you should make the parallel diak. Why does this mean mamish and this mean also min haroi to be done? So Gemara says, no, haimai, wait a minute. Hashta, if you would have the parallel diak, then the whole line would be extra. Why? Because if you say it's a parallel diak, that we are medayek, whatever is roi to be sprinkled does not require kibbutz. And also what's roi to do shvicha shirayim does not require kibbutz. So then the whole second line is extra. Hashta roi lekeren amar lo. If blood that is roi to be sprinkled before you do the zrika, we say it does not require, it does not create a state of kibbutz if it spills. Roi li yisod mi bayi. So you have to tell me after everything was done already and you just have leftover blood for the shirayim? Of course that's not going to require, create the chiyuv of kibbutz. Ella, so that's why it must be that the diukim are not meant to be parallel. Ella min hakeren, min hakeren mamish. Min hakeren means only from the actual keren, but after you do the zrika, it does not create a chiv of kibbutz, but what's ro'i lekeren does, min ha-yisod, min ha-ro'i li-yisod. But yisod includes min ha-ro'i, we're not medayek, the opposite. Period. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. Next section. Two dots. Kol hani tanin al mizbeach ha-pnimi v'chulu. So remember what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, right at the beginning, on Daf Lamed Vav base. First we had a machlok with Pesham Beis Hillel. What's the minimum amount of zrikas that are ma'akev? So Beis Hillel always says one. That's all you need. Right, and that's what we spoke about on the first daf and on yesterday's daf. But the Mishnah continued and said, all the zrikas for the Mizbeach HaPenimi, the Mizbeach HaZohav, the Mizbeach HaKtores, remember three names for each Mizbeach, right? Whatever is on the inner Mizbechos, so those are ma'akev. All the zrikas are ma'akev. So how do we know that? So Tanur Rabbanan, the Asa Ka'asher Asa. Right, you have to do, this is talking about the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, we'll read the Psukim in a minute. Va'asa kasher asa, ma'ba lilmod. It says two languages of va'asa by the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. You should do to this par like you did to the other par. What's the double language? Ma'ba lilmod, lichpo bahaza asa. To double and emphasize by its rikos, v'limed, and to teach me, she'im, chiser, achas, mikol hamatanos, lo'asa v'lo klub. If I'm lacking one of the matanos, one of the zrikas in the inner chamber, right? So that is ma'akev. That is ma'akev, loss of a loklum. So the Gemara says, 1 second, there are two types of inner chamber zrikos. Ainli elamatan sheva, shema'akvos b'chomakom. I know, find the seven are ma'akev. What are the seven? The seven are the ones on Yom Kippur that we do towards the parochas. Towards the parochas, right? We do a few zrikas, some zrikas inside the Kodesh Kadashim. That's towards the Aron. Then we do some zrikas towards the parochas, the curtain separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. And then we do some zrikas on the Mizbeach HaZahav, right? Four on each corner. And the leftovers in the middle. But there's the seven type towards the parochas and the four type on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So, says the Gemara, I only know that the seven are ma'akev. Matan dalid minayin. How do I know the four on the Mizbeach HaZahav? Tamalomar, Kain Ya'aseh. So too, we have Kain Ya'aseh. We learn from that phrase, also the Matan Dalet. Before we just continue, the Brisker Rav points out, what's the difference between the four and the seven? It's a numbers game. They're all Pnimi. What's the difference between them? So the Brisker Rav writes in Hilchas, it's in the Griz al Rambam on page 96. He says, no. Even though seven and four are both ma'akev, the seven, I'm not going to prove it now, but he says the seven, it says beferish in the Torah to do seven. Sheva lamata, right? And we say it in the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So he says that seven is a unit. If you only do one, it's as if you did chatzi zrikas. The four, even though they're all ma'akev, they're all each a separate zrika. They're all ma'akev. But he proves that. Just read you one Rambam that he proves it to. He says those seven are unique. Said the Rambam, Mimsulim Adoshin Beis Gimel, Kol Adamim Hanitanin Al Mizvecha Pnimi, Im Chisar Achas Mehan Lo Kiper, El Kulon Hein Iker HaKapara, they're all Iker, Shehare HaKosev Hikbit Al Minyanon, Shenemar Sheva Pa'amim. What do you mean seven? What about the four? No, seven is unique, because seven is a unit. They are all together. So the Gemara says, I only know that the seven are ma'akev. What about the four? So Kenya say also those. So now the Gemara learns this out for all the chataos pnimios. So just to have clear in our heads, there are five chataos pnimios. There are five karbanas chatos that we do the zrikas inside. So we're going to have a list of them right here. Not all of them. Lepar, zepar, yom kippurim. Number one is the par, the cow that's offered on Yom Kippur. There's also a seir that the blood is brought inside. But that's not mentioned here. That's Yom Kippur. Kasher asa lepar, that teaches me, zepar kohen mashiach. Right, that is the par of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol does an Aveira in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet. Hachatos Elu Si'ir Avodas Kochavim. That's the Si'ir Avodas Zara, that's in Parshas Shlach. Shlach, Shlach, Korach, Shlach. So Parshas Shlach, the Si'ir Avodas Zara, unlike all other Averas, if a B'nai Yisrael or a Tzibra does Avodas Zara, so that's a special carbon, a Si'ir Avodas Zara, and the blood is sprinkled inside. So those are all the, almost all, so the par, and the par helam davar, where the pasuk is, the context of the pasuk is. So, number five. Number one, the par helam davar shel tzibur. Number two, which was all Maseches, by the first, Maseches Haris discussed that in the first parak. Number two is the par kohen gadol, the kohen gadol doesn't have era. Parak dalet in vayikra. Number three is the Si'ir Avodas Zara, that's in Parsha Shlach. And then the other two are the Yom Kippur ones, the Si'ir and the par of Yom Kippur. So, par helam davar, par kohen gadol, Si'ir Avodah Zarah, and then the Par and the Si'ir of Yom Kippur. Those are the five Chatos Pnimios. So we just learned them all out here. So all of those, any one of the Zrikas are Ma'akev there, Kapara. Yochol Sha'ani Mar Be'af Si'iri Haragolim Si'iri Rashi Chadashim. I might think to include the goats that are brought on Rosh Chodesh and Yantif, the Musufs, the special Si'irim there. Maybe those also should be Chatos Pnimis, and every Zrika should be Ma'akev. So where it says, Tam Alom Marlo. No. To him, this one is an exclusionary term. So why do I include all of these chatos pnimios and exclude the seer avodah zara? The seer regalim. I take it back. I don't think the havamin is to do the avodah inside, but the havamin is that all the zrika should be ma'akev. So why do I exclude and include these respective ones? So Gemara says, no, akashriba, kasavumiyet, since there is an inclusion in the pasuk and an exclusion of the pasuk, marba anias elu shemachapre na laveira mitzvah yedua, I include all of these, which are machape for a specific mitzvah, or a specific aveira, umotza anielu shein machapre na laveira mitzvah yedua, and I exclude these related to yantif and rosh chodesh, right? We all remember the first two prakim of Shavuos. First two fakam shvuas. These karbanas are machabe for tumas mikdash. You don't know about. There was a yedi at the beginning. There was no yedi at the beginning. Basof, all the discussions of the first two prakam of shvuas. So that's why we exclude those, because that's a different type of karban. V'chiper. Continuing for a minute. What does that word teach me? Continuing to darshan the pasuk. We're going to finish the brisa today, and then the gemara tomorrow will analyze each stage of the brisa. V'chiper teaches me avopi shelo samach. Even if you didn't do smicha on these, the kapara still kicks in. Vinislach, what does that teach me? Alva bishalom asa shirayim. Even though shirayim, the shvicha shirayim wasn't done, we hold even by the chatas pnimiyim. If the shvicha shirayim is not done, it's not ma'akev. Umar reisa livso bahazos lahaksha b'smicha v'shirayim. So why do I say that each one of the zrikas of the seven and the four is ma'akev? And if you miss smicha leading on the animal or shirayim, it is kosher. So the Gemara said, no. Amar pasul bahazos. I pass by the Hazo, Shema Akos Bechal Makom, because Hazah is always Ma'akev. What does that mean? We'll have to see tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem. Umachshir ani besmichas v'shirayim, but a machshir, if you're missing smicha or shirayim, Shema Akos Bechal Makom. That's the end of this long brice that darshens all these psukim by the pasuk of Par Helam Davar, but the Gemara goes into it a little more in detail tomorrow. Just one other ha'ara. Interesting ha'ara, and that is, as I mentioned, there are five chatos pnimios. How many mitzvahs are these counted as? If you look in the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, who always follows the Rambam, we have Karban Chatas, a regular Chatas Yachid is quoted as a mitzvah, and Par Helam Davar is quoted as a separate mitzvah. Par Helam Davar, that Karban Chatas, mitzvah Kuf Chaf in the Chinuch, mitzvah Karban Bezim Tau Bahorah, separate. Kohen Gadol is not counted separately. Seir Avodah Zarah is not counted separately. It's only Chatas, regular Chatas, and Par Helam Davar is the only other Chatas that's counted separately. Oh, Biorid, because it's a different Avodah. But any regular Avodah Chatas is not counted separately. Par Kohen Gadol and Seir Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam explains explicitly, the Rambam says this, I know this, he explains this in Shoresh Zion, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the beginning where he says, I don't count different parts of mitzvos as separate mitzvos. I don't count all the different parts of chalitza as a separate mitzvah. I don't count all the different parts of tefillin. I'm sorry, tefillin are two mitzvahs, but let's say riding the tefillin and doing the ibud on the tefillin, the whole process, right? All of those are different parts. So too says the Rambam. By chatas, im haya hashogeg me am haaretz yakrav kispo seira. If it's a regular shogeg by a regular person, you bring a sheep. Vim haya nasi, if he's the king, yakrav sa'ir. Vim haya kohen gadol, yakrav par. Vim haya sashkaga b'avodah zarah, yakrav seira. Velo behitchaleif mine ba'alei chayim she yakrav behem hakarban yisra behakarban o'echad shu karban shogeg v'yisha mitzvahs harbe. I'm not going to count these as many mitzvahs if it's just different people and different karbanas. It's all one big fat mitzvah of chatas. The only problem is that you got to deal with is the Rambam does count par helam davar shel tzibur as a separate one. He counts that as a separate one in the chinuch mitzvah kofchaf. The Rambam manaseh samaches sheyakrivu sanhedrin gadola. Maybe sanhedrin gadola is a different bria than even the melech and the kohen gadol. All individuals are included in that chatas, even though the animals are different and the karba and the avodas are different. But when it comes to a tzibur, the Sanhedrin, right, so that's counted as a separate one. But again, those are the five chatos panimios, and important Rambam and Shor Zayin about, they're all included in chatos except for one. The chatos is two mitzvahs. One is the chiyav for the yachid to bring it, the yachid being a yachid, a kohen gadol melech of Gulu, and there's a separate mitzvah, the avodas hachatos, Parshas Vayikra versus Parshas Sav. Two different, one's the kohen, one's the Yisrael.
What's
an Sefer mitzvahs?
I mean,
that's the general question. What's an afkamina of Sefer HaMitzvos? Right? How do you categorize it?
Okay.
How do you categorize it? But in
you have to do it. Who cares?
I'm saying so. It's lundus wise the categorization of a par helam davar shel tzibur being different than all the other chatos. Even the par helam davar might have the same exact avoda as some of the other ones in terms of the chatos panimiyim. It's still counted separately, even though the other ones are included in the individual carbon chattas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur, we thank the sponsors, Rabbi Shlomo and Karen Hochberg, in loving memory of Yosef Rafal Ben Isar. Okay, we'll stop here.